This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, November 19th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information is available online at nwaonline.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we learn more about a rug-making project at the Boonville Human Development Center. Plus, we have sounds from this weekend's Lights of the Ozarks celebration on the Fayetteville Square. Also, we'll hear the latest installment of Arkansongs. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net delivers political and business news from around the state and more. But first, as part of his 2013 budget, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has proposed future cuts to the state's sales tax on groceries. The cuts aren't outright in next year's budget, as the governor felt it was not the right time for more cuts in the face of upcoming Medicaid cuts.
What I've done is propose a system to trigger this tax cut when future state money becomes available. The most likely source for this money would be the expected reduction or elimination of Arkansas's desegregation payments to the three central Arkansas school districts. If and when that money becomes available in the next few years, the sales tax on groceries would drop from 1.5% to 1/8%.
According to TalkBusiness.net, the cut to the grocery tax would kick in after payments from general revenue funds decline by $35 million for more than six consecutive months. Other general revenue funds besides Department of Education disbursements that would trigger the cuts to the grocery tax include payments issued under the Arkansas Water, Water Disposal, and Pollution Abatement Facilities Financing Act of 2007, payments for Arkansas College Savings Bonds, payments from the City-County Tourist Facilities Aid Fund, and payments for bonds issued under the Arkansas Higher Education Technology and Facility Improvement Act of 2005. If you want to work up an appetite before sitting down for stuffing on Thursday, a fun run at Lake Leatherwood Park west of Eureka Springs may be just the ticket. Peter Hackley of the Grassy Knob Fire Department says the run will take place at 8:30 Thursday morning on the trails at the park.
It was organized 3 years ago as a birthday present for Don Gammy, who it's named after, who was an avid runner all of his life, and he was celebrating his 80th birthday. So that's all it is. It's a fun family sort of a thing. There's a 5K trail run, and then there's a fairly level trail, which can be for people just like to walk. It's about a mile long.
Hackley says there are about 115 people already registered for the event, and a few additional people will likely show up the day of the event. Registration is $10 for children, 12 and under, and $15 for adults. Tyson Foods of Springdale reported its fourth quarter earnings earlier today. According to thecitywire.com, the meat processing giant posted $185 million in net income for the quarter, which ended September 30th. That represents a 90.7% improvement over income of $97 million from the same period last year. Although net income increased for the quarter, revenue fell to $8.37 billion for this quarter from nearly $8.5 billion from the same time last year. But the company reported earning $1.58 per share for the full fiscal year, generating full-year revenue of $33.27 billion. In early trading, Tyson stock has gone up nearly 7.6%. Senator Mark Pryor is dissatisfied with a recent Environmental Protection Agency decision. Friday, Senator Pryor issued a statement regarding EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson's decision to deny the state's request for a renewable fuel standard waiver. Governor Mike Beebe asked the EPA in August to waive the mandated volumetric standard for renewable fuel. The governor's request was based on low corn yields caused by the drought that affected all of the state throughout the summer. According to his statement, Senator Pryor disagrees with the EPA's claim that the waiver will have no impact on the state. He also says the decision will not only cause economic harm for livestock and poultry producers, but it will also negatively impact consumers and food manufacturers. The Razorback volleyball team was victorious over the weekend. Friday, the team defeated Georgia at Barnhill Arena in four sets, making the win the team's first 20th season victory since 2005. The team kept the steam into its match against Ole Miss on Sunday. The Razorbacks won in four sets, improving the team's record to 21-8 overall and 12-6 in SEC play. Though the weekend matches marked the end of the team's home season, the Razorbacks finished the regular season on the road this weekend against LSU and South Carolina. In cross-country action, both the Razorback men's and women's cross-country teams competed in the NCAA Division I Championships in Louisville, Kentucky, Saturday. The 11th-ranked men's team finished 10th overall. It is the team's 33rd top-10 finish in program history. The women's cross-country team placed 18th overall in the competition, finishing ahead of Florida, Vanderbilt, and Georgia, the only other SEC women's cross-country teams in the competition. And the 23rd-ranked Arkansas swimming and diving team made a splash during the Houston Cougar Swimming and Diving Invitational. The three-day meet ended Saturday, and the Razorbacks finished ahead of 14 schools, including number 17 LSU, but was bested by 4th-ranked Texas A&M. On the way to the team's stellar performance, team members broke 6 school records, including records in the 100 and 200-meter backstroke events, the 100-meter breaststroke, the 200 and 400-meter medley relay, and in the 400-meter freestyle relay. The team returns to the pool January 12th as it faces Penn State and Missouri State at the Arkansas Natatorium in Fayetteville. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 43 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 48 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a low in the lower 70s. And tomorrow night, expect clear skies with a low of 37 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 43 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.